Watch, Jon Stewart addresses rallying cry for him to run for office. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 20, 2026. Jon Stewart dismissed a fan's suggestion that he run for office as desperation, as well as dissatisfaction with the status quo. Adding, "You see somebody on television who's saying some of the things that resonate with you, and you think, well, fuck it. I cannot tell you how wild it is to have people even think that having the power over their lives is something they would appreciate that you have," Stewart said, appearing to inadvertently admit his lack of understanding that elected officials are actually public servants. Stewart was answering a question from an audience member who asked if he would ever consider running for office during the latest installment of After the Cut, Comedy Central's The Daily Show's behind-the-scenes web series. Watch below. The left-wing television host went on to tell his audience that all the folks in the media, like Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel, get this the question a lot. "This is a question that comes up a lot," Stewart said, adding that he believes the statement "I think you should be president" is an assertion that comes right after "fuck it." "It's almost like you're cursing me with, like, a Twilight Zone," the foul-mouthed comedian quipped. "But I so understand the feeling," Stewart added. "I think what's happening right now with all of us, myself included, I think we have a shared feeling of helplessness. People keep saying, this guy is Hitler. No, he's not. And I'll tell you why he's not. Hitler was popular. This guy is not," he bizarrely declared. Stewart then offered a rather peculiar anecdote for why he believes President Donald Trump is unpopular, which was that deli shop workers have been asking him what he would like on his sandwich. "I live in a town where, like, a lot of people went that way," he said. "They gave me a lot of shit in the deli, like, I walk in the deli and there's a lot of, like, hey, how's that odd open? How's fucking Biden's odd open? I walk in the deli now and they're like, what would you like on your sandwich?" Stewart, who took this mundane experience as evidence that Trump voters regret their decision, added, "That's been really heartening to me." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.